għedintisimaw l-SBS bil-Malti.
SBS.
This is SBS Radio.
Ġewwa pub f'Canberra li darba f'ġimgħa jinbidel f'ċentru ta' komunikazzjoni multilingwali, wieħed jista' jitgħallem bosta lingwi differenti. Huwa parti minn moda ġdida madwar id-dinja msejħa Language Exchange Meetups, fejn persuni jiltaqgħu ma' oħrajn biex jgħallmu lingwi barranin lil xulxin. Huwa nhar ta' tlieta ġewwa PJ O'Reilly f'Canberra fejn il-parruċċani trasformaw sempliċi post tax-xorb flok għal multilingwiżmu. Folla ta' persuni diversi jinġabru darba fil-ġimgħa biex jitkellmu ma' xulxin b'lingwi differenti minn madwar id-dinja kollha. Alex Chang minn Hong Kong jgħid li dawn il-laqgħat ta' taħdit u konverzazzjoni jirrappreżentaw l-opportunità għalih biex jitkellem il-lingwa ta' art twelidu il-lingwa ta' Canton fil-waqt li tejjeb l-Ingliż tiegħu. Jispjega.
We don't really speak English in our daily lives, so like going to language exchange really helps me. Like when I'm like chatting, sharing with the people here, then I can practice like more informal way of speaking, like in a more casual way. So that's really helps me a lot.
L-imsejħa Language Exchange Meetups għandhom lan li neħħu il-limiti kulturali u lingwistiki fost il-persuni.
Some of my friends who think that like they will face kind of like a bit of racism or like stereotype, but from my personal experience, not at all. It's more depend on like how you communicate or interact with others, especially like recently we were talking about the protests in Hong Kong. Like lots of people, they have different ideas, and that's really fascinating and like so inspiring for me.
Dawn il-laqgħat qegħdin isiru fi bliet madwar id-dinja fl-Amerika ta' fuq t'isfel, fl-Asja, fl-Ewropa u l-Oċeanja. Il-parteċipanti jorganizzaw huma stess fuq l-internet u mbagħad jiltaqgħu biex javvanzaw fil-lingwi barranin billi jitkellmu ma' xulxin f'lingwi differenti. Il-persuni kollhom tikketti fuqhom li jirrappreżentaw il-bnadar ta' dawk il-pajjiżi biex juru liema lingwi huma proficjenti fihom u liema lingwi jixtiequ jitgħallmu. Alex Ascari għandu tliet tikketti fuqu, waħda mill-Iran, minn fejn huwa u l-oħrajn mill-Ġermanja u ċ-Ċina.
I thought it would be, I mean like I know it's going to be useful, so I just came here to grab different sentences from different languages which I'm interested in and grab as and learn as much as I can while I'm here and talking to different people.
Skont iċ-ċensiment ta' s-sena 2016, 21% tal-Awstraljani jitkellmu lingwa oħra li mhix l-Ingliż, jew inkella tgħallmu lingwa oħra għall-impjieg tagħhom. Grant Robertson li jorganizza Language Exchange Meetups jgħid li jara persuni minn madwar id-dinja fiċ-ċentru ta' Canberra.
If you want to learn a second language, it's a great place to meet either native speakers or otherwise other people that are learning the same language as you. It's also really good if English is your second language and you're new to Australia or Canberra and you just want to come here and improve your English.
Janine Du hija Ċiniża ta' 26 sena u tattendi regolarment dawn il-meetups.
I want to teach someone Chinese and also I want to learn some other languages. So I think like it's a good way to communicate. Not even language but also culture. Lots of people say like my English is getting better and better since I came here. Yeah. And I see my friend's Chinese is getting better too, so I feel really proud.
Wieħed minn dawn huwa Michael Byrne li huwa minn Canberra u qiegħed jipprova jitgħallem iċ-Ċiniż waqt li jistudja d-diplomazija. Huwa jgħallem ukoll il-persuni oħra dak li jaf bħala residenti f'Canberra.
I'm coming somewhere like this and meeting friends from China or Taiwan or Hong Kong or Singapore. It's been really quite an enriching experience and I haven't been too ambitious in sort of learning a lot of Mandarin slang, but I have been quite proactive in teaching some of my Chinese friends, for instance, some of the Australian slangs and different sorts of pronunciations and whatnot.
SBS. This is SBS Radio.
Segwi l-SBS bil-Malti fuq Facebook, għamel like, ixxerja, ikkummenta.